Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Vanguard Easter downloader who we love so much.
Do you remember when it used to be that when it was New Year, everyone would say, and when you're signing checks, write 2023, whatever it was. Who signed a check anymore?
Doesn't matter.
Check, doesn't matter anymore. Everything's digital.
Who's Tom Robinson? I don't know.
He's a Radio 6 DJ.
Is that right? What is Radio 6 anyway? How many channels are there? Anyway,
more than you need.
It's the eighth take of Christmas, but it doesn't matter because those singers of reassurance, the nation's favourite choir, the King Singers, are back for more.
On the eighth take of Christmas, my father gave to me eight mass pickers and a milking, seven black swans a swimming, six wild geese, five gold lord of the rings.
What?
What?
Three French collection hens, two red turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear.
Two deaf old gits on the front going, what did they say?
It doesn't matter whether it's a film name or not.
Okay, we're listening for the name of an actor.
The name of an actor. Okay, here we go.
Not the whole thing, just the line, I think.
On the eighth take of Christmas, my father gave to me eight Mads Mikkelsen's a milking, seven black swans are swimming, six wild geese.
Is it Mads Mikkelsen? It's eight Mads Mikkelsen's.
Is that what they said?
Mads Mikkelsen.
It was Miles Peterson.
No, that's moving. No, it's Mads
Mikkelsen.
Do we have a clip of Mads Mikkelsen? Damn, we haven't. So you just have to imagine the great Mads Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen. And so let's begin by just doing the correct pronunciation thing. So
I'm fairly certain that he, because he's had Mads Mikkelsen all his life.
Yes.
He's very
because
happy.
Because he is from?
Denmark. And that if you say Mads Mikkelsen, he won't go... Actually, can I correct you?
Can I correct you?
Because...
It's pronounced Kermode.
That's right. Correct. So some people just give up. Obviously, Mark doesn't. But if you come from a particular part of the country where no one can get your name right, then you might have to put up with people getting it wrong.
Mads.
Charlize Theron, for example, is usually called Charlize Theron or whatever it is. But it is Mads Mikkelsen. Roughly, that's the way the Danes would say.
So, Mads Mikkelsen, most recently, I suppose, celebrated for his role in, well, over here, Another Round, in its original, Druk, which apparently means, as in, fall down drunk, Druk.
Okay.
And so, the story is, there's a bunch of teachers who have reached a kind of midlife impasse, if not crisis. And they decide to experiment with daytime drinking to see whether or not it improves their performance. And what they discover at the beginning of it is that a very small amount of alcohol gives them a sense of, gives them a buzz that actually makes them better at their job. But very quickly, things tip over from a tiny, tiny amount of alcohol giving them a little bit of a boost to more and more drinking as they increase the amount. Now, this is predicated on a quote that they find from an author who says that the human body is born alcohol deficient. And then there was a lot of fuss about whether or not that quote was actually real or whether that's actually what it meant. The drama, however, is really about something which is altogether more existential, which is to do with suddenly realizing that your joie de vivre, your life force has left you. And by throwing this chaotic element into the mix, the chaotic element being the alcohol, how all the individual characters react. So it's like taking a situation which has become staid and shaking it and seeing what happens. And Mads Mikkelsen's character, who is just right at the center of it, through him, you sort of see what's happening to all the people around him. And then it ends in what I still think is one of the greatest dance sequences in cinema, because it turns out that in real life, Mads Mikkelsen did jazz ballet. He really did. So when he does that dance at the end, he is revisiting his jazz ballet past.
He has inner depths. And it's a very, that's a very good thing to be talking about on New Year's Day, because if some people are listening to us and they maybe overindulged last night before they reach the crashing disappointment of realising January the 1st is exactly the same as December the
2nd. Same government, same troubles,
everything same
industrial action.
All of that. All of that. So that's a very good and not particularly uplifting, but let's raise a glass of fizzy water.
Fizzy water.
Or carbonated sugar drink. To the great Maz Magelson.
As we head to Drybury.
Is that a thing?
Is it Drybury? Yeah, Drybury. If people stop drinking immediately after Christmas, it's not January, then was it Dry January? Yeah, well, Dry February is if you really tied one on.
Anyway, before we get carried away, we'll be back with our ninth take of Christmas tomorrow.